好，跟住系屯門警區嘅報告。屯門區議會文件2018年第22號，請各位省覽文件嘅內容。而家我哋請屯門區副指揮官范敏成總高級警司簡報有關屯門區嘅罪案情況。唔該啊，范敏成高級警司。
Thank you, Chairman, District Officer, Council Members. I should like to apologise today for the absence of my District Commander, Mr. Kong. He's just returned from a period of long leave in Europe and is unavailable today. I believe all of you have received and read the report on the latest crime trends in Tuen Mun District. Between April and May 2018, a total of 518 crime reports were received by Tuen Mun District, which represents a decrease of 75 reports, or minus 12.6%, from 590 reports during the same period last year. During the period, we received 90 reports of violent crime, and this compared with 101 last year, again a decrease of 11 cases, or 10.9%. The detection rate for April and May 2018 was 40.3%, while the figures between the same period last year was 41.2%. Crimes that are on the decline, showing the largest downward trend for April and May 2018, were shop theft, which declined by 43.2%, burglary, which went down 52.9%, and wounding and serious assault, which went down 9.8%. Crimes with an upward trend for April and May 2018 compared with the same period in 2017 were criminal damage, which went up 50%, indecent assault up 85%, and missing motor vehicles up 12%. So for the period April and May 2018, the top three major crimes in Tuen Mun were miscellaneous theft, accounting for 23% of total crime, criminal damage, accounting for 17% of the total crime, and shop theft, accounting for 16% of the total crime. Moving to the crime trend so far this year, between January and May 2018, we have received 1,225 crime reports. This represents a decrease of 147 reports, or 10.7%, from 1,372 reports received during the same period last year. During the period, the number of reports of violent crime has dropped by 47%, from 243 to 196 reports, which is a decrease of 19.3%. The detection rate for the first 5 months of the year was 43.3%. Last year it was 42.2%, so an increase of 1.1 percentage points. So far this year, crimes with a downward trend are shop theft, going down 28.9%, miscellaneous theft, down 7.9%, wounding and serious assault down 12.8%. And crimes with an upward trend between January and May 2018 were deception, up 16.6%, criminal damage, up 12.8%, and indecent assault, up 23.8%. So far this year, the top three major crimes were miscellaneous theft, accounting for 20% of total crime, shop theft accounting for 19%, and deception accounting for 15%. Overall, the crime rate of Tuen Mun remains stable, and the overall law and order situation is good. To conclude, as I mentioned earlier, the crime rate remains stable, and on a day-to-day basis, we will continue to focus on those crimes that concern our public, in particular crimes on the rise, such as deception and criminal damage. Before I finish, I should just like to brief you all about the traffic situation in Tuen Mun, which affects us all. In fact, traffic-related complaints make up about 25% of all the complaints that we receive from members of the public, so a big concern to the police in terms of resource allocation and meeting our public's expectations. The following figures are relevant. So far this year, we have had 497 traffic accidents, damage only, which is up 0.2% on the first 5 months of 2017. For traffic accidents where there were injuries, we had 303 cases in the first 5 months. This is 6% higher than the same period last year. Between January and May 2018, traffic accidents involving pedestrians was up 29% on the same period last year, and accidents involving cyclists was also up 26%. Last year we issued 70,000 parking tickets, which accounts for nearly 200 per day. This year we are scheduled to issue about 10% more. Where there have been increases, most were for cases involving slight injury. In line with a force-wide Operation Move Sky, we will continue to try to increase the number of parking ticket and traffic summonses issued, mainly through the redeployment of current resources and the use of auxiliaries. As part of a new project, Drive Home, which is a regional initiative to educate drivers to drive more safely, we will increase the use of technology, particularly cameras to detect traffic offences. We'll provide better training for our officers to speed up the processing of summonses. We will encourage all our duties to take responsibility for road safety and traffic enforcement. And we will deploy officers on specific operations targeted at illegal parking, particularly in the industrial area, and road traffic violations and accident black spots. And we will also work with councillors and the Transport Department on road engineering projects to make our roads safer. That concludes my report. I should be happy to take any questions that members might have.
好，唔该晒，高级警司，简文石先生，跟住请问议员有冇提问？
陳文偉議員，唔該。多謝主席，多謝指揮官，就高興啦。咁啊，我哋屯門整體嘅即係罪案數字，或者一個穩定同低水平，就其實咧，就我又唔係想即係講咁簡單。我有個案咧，其實咧就係之前咧提過。 就以往咧就曾經咧就有啲公站物咧就喺我醫院辦事處門口發生過，咁、那個咩公站物咧就係針筒嚟，那個針筒咧裏邊咧就經常發現啊，久唔久就有噶啦，咁啊針筒入邊咧就有小血跡添噶，咁每一次咧我都有報警嘅，咁但係咧就情況咧就仍然都係咁，但係又拉唔到人揾唔到咁，咁誒即係其實開始已經引起咗即係當地嘅街坊嘅留意，同埋即係大家都好擔心啲咁嘅情形，咁誒雖然係一件小事，咁但係其實都幾恐怖啊，咁、希望警方相關嘅同事可以都幫幫手咁樣，好嘛嚇，多謝。好，唔該，跟住江鳳儀議員，唔該。
系唔该，主席咁啊，多谢傅志辉君啦吓。咁主要咧就想问一问咧，就关于喺屯门区，关于啲毒品嘅问题啦吓。我唔知道，因为而家咧都就系暑假啦，踏入暑假嘅阶段啦。咁我觉得好多青少年咧都系好中意即系联群结。 隊一齊去玩咁樣，咁我都好驚咧，會牽染一啲咧青少年比較係曳嘅青年人啦。咁對於嗰個毒品方面咧，即係我覺得會即係我當然希望警方能夠加強咧嗰個巡查啦，例如一啲網吧之類嘅地方啦。咁希望喺嗰個呢段時間，當然喺屯門區啦，喺毒品方面咧就希望係絕跡啦，但希望都能夠係。 靠警方咧，係能夠喺呢個屯門區裏邊咧，係打擊呢個咁嘅毒品罪行嘅。唔該，主席。好，佢發個奉議員，嚇金文奉議員，唔該。係，唔該，主席。亦都多謝警方喺屯門區嘅努力啦。但係有一個數字咧，就比較關注少少嘅，就係關於嗰個因犯罪而被捕人士嘅數目。即係我哋見到整體咧，即係08年咧，其實跌咗嘅。但係咧係10歲至15歲少年人嗰個升幅係比較大。其實我想了解下，唔知啊，傅志輝官而家有冇個數字，即係話唔係有冇原因咧？即係話究竟嗰個突然間升上去嗰個嗰班年青人咧，特別10至15歲，佢哋係因為啲乜嘢罪案而被捕嘅咧？唔該。好，咁麻煩奉議員，唔該，范高級警司回應一下，唔該。
Thank you. Firstly, coming to Mr. Chan's question about object fell from height near his ward office concerning syringes with traces of blood. I don't have the exact figures with me. Mr. Chan commented that Mr. Chang commented that the offences might not be serious, but of course we do consider them to be serious, particularly where it involves needles and blood. We have received the comments you received last time. We have stepped up patrols in the area, and we'll work with the local security to try and encourage them to do their job as well. Detecting these cases are very, very difficult, but we, whenever we do receive them, we can look at the closed circuit television, hopefully with some luck, make some arrests. But your problem has been taken on board and we are acting on it. Coming to Ms. Kong's question concerning DD problems involving young people and youngsters in general, and we also received a question from Mr. Cam concerning arrests of young people and why the figures have gone up for people, young people aged 10 to 15. So maybe I can deal with both questions together. Just excuse me while I get my figures. The reason the figures have gone up for young people so far this year is actually a significant increase in the number of young people arrested for miscellaneous theft. The main reason is actually the theft of bicycles. And unfortunately, a lot of our school children are now learning that it's very easy to steal these bicycles in Tuen Mun or anywhere in Hong Kong, because if you hit them with a hard object on the bottom of the bicycle, it releases the lock, and then they can steal the bike and cycle away. And unfortunately, the children don't seem to realise that this is a criminal offence, and something that they should not be doing. So we've been working hard with the schools, particularly through our school liaison officers, but even with some more senior members of the district, to go out and speak to the children in the crime in the schools and tell them that it's not a victimless crime. In terms of the DD problems, the figures are slightly down this year, but we continue to work hard on the DD issues. You'll probably know of Operation Thunderbolt, which is held every year round about this period. It's a tripartite operation involving the Hong Kong police and the police in Macau and in Guangdong province, and is usually very successful in reducing the amount of dangerous drugs that are available. Certainly last year we learned from our informers that the price of drugs in this period went up significantly, which is because the supply has gone down because of the enforcement action. We'll continue to work with youngsters and people from other government departments and stakeholders involved with youth, and hope that we can keep the crime down over the summer period. Thank you.
我都想跟进一个问题，就对嗰个盗欺诈嗰度诈骗，咁我哋嘅数字都已经系有微微嘅调升16.6%。我喺呢一度亦都想反映啊，主席，即希望警方喺呢一个诈骗方面嚟讲咧，系给予大啲嘅力度，因为好多时咧，A 所涉及嘅金额咧就好似唔系太高。被人呃了一萬幾千元，有些東西嚴重一點，就是如果是講到嚴重的，整間樓都可以呃到，但是一般來說就不會去到那麼嚴重。看看金額方面講輕重來 去跟進呢，似乎有很大的問題，因為 CCB 呢就是要接受500萬以上的欺詐金額 才會做，一般普羅大眾就不會有500萬那麼大，但是這些整天都發生著，應該要給予他什麼支援呢？這是第一。第二呢，支援方面講很多一般警察呢就變了，就是有個問題了，態度就說，這些我們會留意了，留意，但是口惠而可能就未能夠力度到，因為專科是跟欺詐或者商業欺詐那些是大型一點的，剛才說的 CCB， 而一般其他那些刑偵呢就對這方面來說呢，有很多其他那些嚴重罪行就會將那個注意力拉走了。我希望即如果得的，我看到這個數字呢又增加了成 16.6%， 不是你可以說都不是少的， 對普羅大眾嚟講，如果佢俾人呃咗十幾萬咧，都係好好對佢好大嘅影響。唔知道會唔會咧，屯門咧係自己設立一個 task force 咁樣。嗱，我哋關心藥畜啊，藥貓藥狗啊，我哋都有。咁但係欺詐方面嚟講，呢一啲咧，唔好俾一啲罪犯有好似覺得能夠逃離法網，因為差人唔係好關心呢啲嘅啫，嚴重嘅又未到，咁有啲血案啊，嚇、打鬥嗰啲仲犀利，咁所以呢啲嘅經濟上損失，你嘅態度可能未必咁關心。我唔知係咪有錯覺，但係即係我要反映一下呢個意見。有受害人咧，亦都係咁樣俾嘅嗰個反映嘅意見俾我睇，好嘛？多謝。
好，唔該曬何君瑤議員。阿龍瑞卿議員，唔該。
好，唔該主席，亦都唔該啊，副指揮官。咁啊，除咗個詐騙案多咗16%之外咧，咁仲有一個刑事毀壞，加咗12.8%。咁我睇而家睇翻佢睇翻非禮啊，都幅度都係比較高啲嘅嚇，咁啊得23.8%，仲有一個報失車輛係多到33.3%嘅咁。雖然整體罪案咧，絕大部分都係屬於低水平嘅，但係我見到呢幾項係有加到嘅。我想即係知道詐騙嘅範圍係包括啲乜嘢嘅範圍裏邊咧，包唔包括一啲嘅電話騙案啊咁樣咧嚇。咁另外咧，我就都想講一講個情況，就係一啲使用單車徑同埋嘅人士。我哋屯門好多屋苑啊，包括龍門居啊、富健花園咧，有啲嘅閘口或者路口一出就係單車徑嘅，一出就係單車徑。咁啊，亦都即係較早前曾經發生過咧，有啲街坊咧就同啲老人家一行出個一入個路口行出單車徑就俾嘅單車撞到。當然啦，即係嗰個踩單車人士啊，不顧而去就走咗噶啦。咁但係咧，我覺得係當然啦，雙方都有個責任喺度。明知道行出去單車徑都要望一望清楚，不過有時都係有時都會即係留意唔到啲小朋友會走出去啊，老人家一大話搭到出去啊咁樣。嗰一度已經係一個運輸處設置咗一啲嘅過路處㗎啦，已經。咁理應咧踩單車人士去到呢一個位置之前應該要收埋，但係就冇直衝。所以咧就呢啲嘅意外就係咁樣發生咗。咁同時咧就係話有冇一啲警方咪應該加強宣傳，對一啲駕駛單車嘅人士要留意啲乜嘢，行人要留意啲乜嘢？咁我相信咧可以將呢個意外減少啦嚇。多謝主席。
好，該曬黃尚議員嚇、曾憲康議員。
系，多谢主席。指挥官你哋好嘅。咁较早前咧，其实我哋都了解到咧，喺劳福局我喺发放一啲嘅即系叫福利金咧，俾我哋一啲嘅居民咧，其实我哋已经第一时间咧就联络警民关系科嘅同事啦，就希望咧就系、是、强化一个地区嘅宣传。点解咧？系因为好多时候咧，呢啲福利金去到我哋一啲嘅即系长者嘅前面啦，其实佢哋就突如其来咧，就即刻收到超过几倍嘅电话去即系向佢哋查询，而一啲争相冒认系佢哋嘅即系亲朋戚友咧，系被绑架或者系话要求佢哋即系进行投资啊，甚至又喺街头上面又有祈福黨嘅一啲嘅即係出現咧，我哋都見到個數字咧，其實係有向上嘅。咁剛才咧，我哋都講到，其實警方嗰邊咧好主動，係想係即係透過係警民關係嘅同事，以及一啲記錄警訊嘅即係朋友咧，去做地區宣傳。咁我自己亦都有即係主動嘅即係邀請隊伍去到區入邊咧去提出。咁都係想講翻咧，即係其實詐騙嗰個嘅狀況咧，其實就係即係老生常談，同埋都經常會出現嘅。咁我哋都希望咧，即系呼吁咧，有更加多嘅一啲嘅防罪宣传咧，系去尽量咧就将一啲正确嘅信息话翻俾我哋啲居民听咧，压止一啲嘅骗案嘅持续出现。咁呢一方面咧，除咗赞赏警方之外咧，亦都希望佢哋继续咧就系做多一啲嘅行动。唔该，主席。
好，该晒曾康议员。请阿范高级警司作出回应啊。
Thank you, members. Firstly, I can speak about deception. I'll come to Mr. Jung's question concerning old people being targeted when they receive their benefits. I can report that over the last 2 months, We only received one case of telephone deception, which was a decrease of 7 cases compared with the period last year. And we've had so far this year just 6 cases of telephone deception. And not all of those would have been targeted at old people, but certainly some would have. In terms of street deception, the figures are also down as well as far as... Excuse me, yes, so far this in April and May 2018, we've had no reports of street deception in Tuen Mun. But of course, where elderly people are targeted, it is a great concern for us. And we do a lot with, in terms of through the senior police corps and PPRB to educate them. And I think many elderly people are aware of these scams. And indeed, we do receive reports from time to time of people where there's been an attempt to deceive them, but it's not been successful because the elderly person has been very much aware of the situation. And I think it's important also that the message gets across to family members of these elderly people, because they can provide a lot of advice and protection in that respect as well. I can assure members that we run a lot of leaflet campaigns. You've probably seen our officers on an almost daily basis in various locations within Tuen Mun to remind people about street deceptions and about telephone deceptions, particularly those which are targeted at elderly people. Coming back to the general issue of deception, yes, I accept the figures have gone up by 16.6%. This is part of a force-wide trend, and it is, any case is a great concern to us. A retired lady losing all her savings, it might just be 10 or 20,000 Hong Kong dollars, but of course that is more serious than a rich person who's losing 10 times as much and can maybe survive it. So we do take every single report seriously. Very few cases are actually referred to the Commercial Crimes Bureau. They would only really take over the most complicated inquiries and also those that have the most money involved. Do we require a task force in Tuen Mun? I would say no at the moment. Our officers are trained to deal with all forms of commercial crime. Every single report we receive, we will handle. It will be assigned to an investigation unit. And if it is more serious, and particularly if it involves restraining funds or trying to get funds back from closed bank accounts, we'll send it to one of our district crime squads, where it will be receive a higher level of investigation off more experienced officers. And coming to, lastly, to Ms. Leung's queries about telephone deceptions, I've already dealt with that. In terms of the cycling tracks issue, as part of Operation Drive Home, we are hoping to deal with the issue of cycling. I mentioned earlier that the number of cyclists involved in traffic accidents with injuries has gone up significantly, and it is a concern for us. And we are fully aware that there are certain parts of the cycle track that are located next to residential areas, and people are coming out and they've got to cross it straight away. So as part of our operation, what we're hoping to do is really try and change the minds of people and get them to cycle safely. We won't just be stopping cyclists and proceeding immediately with tickets or fines. We'll be looking at giving them notices and warnings and really trying to improve their cycling behaviour. Many of the cyclists using these areas are using it on a regular basis, and we share Ms. Leung's concerns as well. Obviously, cycling is going to be a big issue for all of us in the coming years as the cycling system expands and also as more and more people get involved in cycling. But thank you, we are aware of it.
好，多谢范国警司。好，冇问题，我哋下一个议程。